T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I've read a bunch of bios about you. They mention you're a Queens native, former Bronx patrolman, and some people also call you a crime stats guru. So given that background that you have, what, if anything, might you do differently from your predecessor, James O'Neill, to keep crime stats down?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Jimmy did a great job, as did Bill Bratton before him and many others. This job is about taking what's been done already and building upon it. Each is going to leave their own mark, in my opinion. I have been labeled with that. I think you have to use data when you can, but more important than data, this job really is about people, and it's about changing people's lives. It's about affecting people's lives, and that's really the message that, you know, resonates with me, and I'm going to keep repeating to our cops. It's a tremendous honor, in my opinion, to be able to go out there every day and really be the voice of hope for people in New York City. And, you know, crime statistics are obviously a big piece of the job, but, you know, keeping people safe every day, having an impact on their lives, sometimes that has nothing to do with crime. Mm-hmm. Getting them engaged, being role models for people. So that's really the message I want to spread.
Yeah, Commissioner, you know, of course, here at 1010 Winds, you know, we have for our morning audience, we have a lot of subway commuters, and we do seem to have a lot of stories about subway crime, slashings, gropings. Now, I understand that stats show that overall crime is down, but should New Yorkers feel safe riding their morning subway?
They should feel safe. But everything that you just mentioned concerns me as well. Overall crime, the major crime in the city. Listen, I grew up at a time taking the train, two trains actually, the 7 and the F, to Lower Manhattan, go to high school. So I remember what the trains were like a long time ago. But it's very important to me and all the members of the NYPD that we keep the subways as safe as possible. That's really the heartline of New York City in many respects. We have seen some increases on some of these lower level crimes. So that's going to be a top priority as we move forward for me, to make sure that the subways are as safe as possible. We're going to be working with our partners. This is not, you know, one of the traps I think that we fall into when we talk about crime is talking about the police department singularly. This is going to take all the prosecutors. This is going to take our elected officials. This is going to take all New Yorkers calling in tips, working with us. But then when we catch somebody, and I've been very vocal on this point, when we do catch somebody committing a crime on the subway, and it's a crime that really traumatizes victims, to be able to have that individual get out of the system and immediately and come right back into the system seems to me a little bit crazy. So it's going to take all parts of the system working together. I think we've done very well in crime overall in New York City the last 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time that we've been able to do it with a softer touch. But the next level of really gains, in my opinion, and I've said this for a couple of years now, is when we look at the criminal justice system as a whole and what can we do better to really make it safer for everyone. So that's going to be a focal point. I'll be speaking with the chief of transit on these issues because I'll parse out. I don't see a great distinction between these low level crimes and let's say a robbery or one of the quote unquote more serious crimes. Each of mm-hmm. these crimes really has an impact on victims and it can be traumatizing for them.
Right. And speaking of the criminal justice system, January 1st, the New York bail reform start. And I've read some estimates of 900 New York City inmates being released. Will crime go up because of that?
Well, that's something that clearly concerns us. January 1st, between the bail reform and the discovery reform, this is something that has been on the horizon for quite some time. The message to New Yorkers is that you have the best police department in the country, and we're going to do everything possible to keep New Yorkers safe. At the same time, is it concerning? Yeah, it's concerning. We're going to have to work harder than ever with our partners with our fellow DAs that prosecute these crimes to make sure that we are on top of our game. Because ultimately, every day when we wake up, when we work, when we go home at night, everything we think about is keeping New Yorkers safe.
What concerns you most about the bail reform?
I would use the same argument that I just mentioned with the transit recidivists. We're about giving second chances. We're about reform. But when you have individuals that are arrested and charged with certain crimes, and I completely respect innocent until proven guilty, but when you have individuals that are standing before a judge and immediately being released, and essentially everyone in the room knows that this person is a danger to the community, I think we need to look at the system and make sure that judges can make common sense decisions. Having dangerousness is at the crux, in my opinion, of what we would like to see changed with some of these laws.
Commissioner, I can just jump in, is that to say that you disagree with the no cash bail element of reform?
Yeah, so I am for reform. The NYPD has on the record stated, and I am in agreement with, we are for reform. And we don't think somebody for a low-level crime should be kept in jail simply because they don't have money. The cash bail is not at the heart of what concerns us. It's the fact that when we have an individual that poses a danger to the community, that's arrested over and over and continues to victimize victims and really break lives, that person gets put right back on the street. It's not about the cash bail. It's about danger as the priority for us.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner, I want to end on a slightly lighter note here. I understand it's been said you're from a family of police officers, a brother retired NYPD and a cousin. You all joined at the same time, if my information
That's
is correct.
Yeah.
Do any of them try to give you any advice about your new job?
Not necessarily advice, but we do have a close family, and there's others besides that. I think just watching people. For a long time, I've respected, I'll tell you, my brother and what he's accomplished. I think he's a very well-respected professional, continues to be in the law enforcement world. So, and my cousin as well. I mean, so advice, no, I think they leave me to my own. But in terms of, I certainly have a number of people that are offering advice, and it's all greatly appreciated.
All right. Well, speaking of greatly appreciated, Commissioner Shea, we sure appreciate you speaking with us at 1010 Wins this morning.